Senate Bill 42, sponsored by Senator John Valentine, includes language restricting additional medical students to those who demonstrate a strong connection to Utah, something Valentine says will benefit the state in the long run.
I'm looking for a strong Utah tie in the bill because I want doctors that will stay in Utah. People who have strong ties to Utah will very likely want to stay and practice in Utah. We need more primary care physicians in Utah. We need more of the various different subspecialties. By having those strong Utah ties, the high likelihood is that most of those doctors will stay and practice in Utah.
Vivian Lee, Senior Vice President for Health Sciences at the university and Dean of the School of Medicine, says that Utah is suffering a shortage of physicians and that training a greater number of doctors at the state's only medical school will help stem that tide.
We know that there's a tremendous physician shortage already and projected to just get worse in Utah, especially in primary care. And because we're the only academic medical center in the whole state, actually even in the region, we think it's really important that we train up more physicians to serve the state. It takes about 10 years from the time a student walks into medical school before they're typically practicing out there, and so we need to address this physician shortage now so that we'll have good doctors looking after us.
The medical school currently has room for 82 new students each year. That number would increase to 122 if the bill passes in the House and Senate. In addition to clearing those hurdles, lawmakers will need to find money in the state's budget to fund the plan. With KCPW News at the Capitol, I'm Roger McDonough for Utah Public Radio.